how wondrously all stays full. And this is why I keep the curtain drawn. The bottom of the refrigerator is full because I usually have it sitting on the cabinet. And I invite everybody over to give them two bites.
Then she comes home after the first day I was at work and she says, somebody wanted to know if I wanted some tomatoes.
Oh, that's right. He's a gardener too.
Oh, he's brought me a rose every day.
He is a delightful old fellow.
He really is. So complimentary. Honestly.
He's really nice. Typical college professor, I know, but my wife, had the whole time I was in graduate school, had heard me talking about Dr.
I hate his leaving, Richard.
The first time she ever saw him, I've forgotten what had happened. Oh, he was wearing sandals one day in the summer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and he was wearing sandals and he had rubbed a blister on his toe. And so he was sitting in his office and he had taken one of his sandals off. And he came into the English office for some reason or other, and Anne was in there, and it didn't even dawn on him. He had his mind on something else, that he had one sandal on. And he came in there and stood around for 15 to 20 minutes and talked to everybody, and then when he walked off, you know, everybody's one barefoot, you know, went right back in his office. Man's about died.
That is so out of character, though.
Yeah. But he's, I was really kind of shocked when I looked on the schedule and saw that he wasn't there next year. I had forgotten somehow. I never thought he'd retire.
I don't think he'll be satisfied.
He apparently plans to keep his office there.
Well, yes, but I believe he's going to have smaller quarters, isn't he?
I don't know.
Someone else is already going to sign this office.
Oh, really?
Right.
That's right. I saw him. I didn't see him, but I saw a box outside his office today filled with old books and things where he was throwing away. That'll really be a big undertaking. When they redecorated Morgan Hall about 5 years ago, they almost passed his office by because of all the 25 or 30 years of books and magazines that he's got stacked up in there.
Right.
And nobody wanted to try to, they ended up not moving them. The painters just came in and put a drop cloth over everything and went ahead and painted sort of around them.
And that was a chore,
mm-hmm.
Truly.
Oh, let's see, I need to get on this getting late here. What do you do with beans? If you buy green beans at the farmer's market, you bring them home, what do you do to get them ready?
Snap them, strain them.
Okay. What about large kind of, it says here, yellowish. They're light green. Big beans. All right. Any
butter
other names?
A lima butter bean.
Okay. What do you call these long green beans that you have to snap?
A string bean.
Okay. You ever hear the term leather breeches for a dish of beans or a certain mixture of beans? Okay. That's a real old term. I just kind of look for it every once in a while. Different types of dried beans mixed together, and the old folks, for some reason, they call it leather breeches. What about the top of the turnip plant that you cook?
Turnip greens.
Okay. What is it that you have to get off of an ear of corn before you can cook?
Yeah.
Okay. What about corn that you can serve on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Yeah, but
did you cut it off?
No, it's a certain type of corn that's usually served on the cob. You ever hear it called sweet ears or roasting ears or rosin ears?
Roasting ears, yes. But to me it's just plain corn on the cob.
I think that if you're going to eat it on the cob, you have to pick it sooner than if you're going
to... That's right. It has to be very tender and juicy.
Right. What grows at the top of the corn stalk?
Silks.
Okay. You've got the stalk with the ears, and the silk is at the top of the ears. What about the top of the stalk?
The tonsil.
Okay. What about a yellow thing that you eat? You cook it.
Squash.
Okay.